Now then, boys, welcome to the most latest edition of Sitting on the Fence. Hopefully the bartender from Liverpool that I've recommended is listening in.
And the bookie.
Many bartenders in Liverpool were promoted podcast. I've just got back today. Obviously, you would have seen, if you follow the Twitter, tipped Luke Littler to win last night. That's where I was. That's why the podcast is coming out on the Friday, which is today. Was that doing the bit of the darts? So, that was a very good night. And surprisingly, not hungover this morning. I was last night, the other night, though.
Yeah, got some guy giving you abuse, didn't you?
Got some guy giving me abuse on Twitter. Mate, I told him to just listen to the podcast because we're going to be sipping a few winners. I had one or two bets on today. Didn't come anywhere.
They come close without winning.
Really. Yeah.
Pat Rathafeer, which...
That was disappointing.
I think it's telling of the ground that Donny that likes it really soft, and it's got to that point of like sticky soft where it's just awful stuff.
Yeah.
So, not really good news for tomorrow, but...
Definitely not. There's only a few races I really want to cover here. It's only the... Sandown, third, fourth and fifth race. You got your feature races there. That Okeechobee in the 225 looked an absolute monster, and it has done. I think I've watched him now. Very, very lightly raced. Since going to Harry Charlton's yard, they're both... Actually, no, because Harry...
He's always been there.
Yeah, he's always been there. It's just Roger's now pulled out. Since just becoming solely Harry Charlton's...
He's still brilliant.
Never finished worse than second. I watched the race on the all weather at Kempton, and then I watched today at Sandown. Just looks an absolute machine. And unbeaten on the flat, that could be one horse to watch out for in the near future. 5 year old, so very lightly raced.
Unbeaten on the grass, isn't he?
Yeah, unbeaten on flat turf, yeah. Ryan Moore gave him such a good ride, and also give a special mention there to Desert Hero as well. Tom Marcon did do nothing wrong on Desert Hero. Only finishing behind Okeechobee by a head.
Yeah, I think we should have probably took note more when we was at Kempton.
Mm.
Oh, we weren't there actually that day, but it's a different day anyway. And we saw it.
April Fool's Day.
It was all over everyone's Instagrams and stuff. And he's just come on for that run. He had obviously the injury problems, but it's not stopped him this time.
Mm.
And he's just like a proper horse now. He's gelding now, so they're just playing for fun, really.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a Group 1 to be won with him.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
He probably wants quicker ground as well, which is the funny thing about him.
Yeah, so, 3 seconds slow the time was today, so it wasn't as soft as what it was at Doncaster.
He's untried on quick ground, and I think he's probably better for it.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, he'll be an interesting one for this season, really. Much of the story of many of them today, really.
Yeah.
Probably worth mentioning Hand of God, that one, good ride from Ryan Moore.
Again.
Yeah, Desert Hero has been one to watch this year. He ran really well from the back. Probably one to flag up as not so good would be Flying Honours.
Yeah.
Just don't think he was a good 2 year old. I don't think he got going today, and that's just been the story of his career since two, I think.
Hmm.
But Artistic Star, our choice ran well. He got backed into like 15-2 and then out in the centre one.
Wouldn't the worst ride in the world.
I've been following him since last year. I backed him for the Derby, but yeah, I wouldn't be too disheartened with that. He's beaten far enough, but we'll clear a run and better ground, I think he'd better seen.
Mm.
So whether he's a Group 1 horse or not, I'm not so certain.
Yeah.
I think apart from the trial, I think the big talking point of the day would be Charing.
Charing, yeah, as I was just about to go on to, what a ride from the back again. Didn't start off the best, but Sylvester D'Souza, great jockey, I think, and chalks up a win there for Roger Varian. Our fancy was Lord North. Had that awful ride at Maidan under Frankie. Had a great start, I think, under William Buick, but obviously blindfolded on the way in, as usual. I thought Bewick could have possibly got him up to the front a little bit more. He's a, more of a front-running horse, I think. And again, the ground probably wants it a bit more more quicker. But I'll tell you what, it's a brilliant ride, I think. Even despite the, not having the position he probably would have wanted. But another great ride there was second place, James Doyle.
Yeah, it looked like he at one point was just going to come and outrun him.
Yeah.
Just straight up there. But Lord North, I've seen to you after the race, I think there's going to be a great one to be won with him.
Yep.
Yeah, ever in our seas, our turf, but yeah, Pogo up to his usual self. He's just not that sort of standard anymore. I think
no,
he does want quicker ground, granted, and he wants a free run at the, you know, the top.
I just
of the
don't
field,
think he's good enough to compete.
I just don't know if he's. I'd be surprised if he gets this level again, but anyway, Charing, good run at Donny last time.
There wasn't a fluke, was it?
No, good run at Donny last time. The signs were there. He's well backed for today. And Sylvester D'Souza just showing how good he is, really. He's a cracking ride.
And I'll tell you what, I'll give a mention to Nostrum, which was very, very disappointing. I mean, Ryan Moore's won this race three times under Sir Michael Stout. Doesn't make it a fourth time here. Very, very one-paced. Riding far too freely for my liking and far too keen at the start of the race. And then that just results to being one-paced at the end. Didn't have anything on the other horses. Finished 10 lengths behind the winner, 5.5 lengths behind fifth. Very, very disappointing from a horse that's unexposed, you could say, and lightly raced.
I don't know if he is unexposed. I think he is. I asked if you after the race. His problem is he's just so unpredictable. You can never back him. And if he wins, he wins. It's one of them. You just sort of have to take it. I think he will win a group race. Whether it's a group one, I don't know. But you've got to catch him on the right day and he's got to be on his terms. Some days he's brilliant, some days he's shocking. He's just one of them. But that's a big thing for him. We're going to have to geld him.
Yeah.
Because he's pulling the whole way around. He never looked comfortable at any point. But when you look back to the couple he has won, like his first out last season, on good firm ground, granted, but he just blew him away.
Yeah.
And then Besto turned out to be a decent horse. Mosh to be a... another decent horse that turned out to be last season winning at York and stuff like that. When I think he had that massive, I was there actually, when he, I just couldn't back him. He's one of them. He's like, he won by that far.
Yeah.
You just couldn't believe that you didn't back him.
Just one that was staring at you in the face.
Yeah, and it was. And the way he won that day must be, you'd think that'd be a group boss.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you what will be another.
I'm getting up now. He won by 5 lengths that day and it could have been more. Over a mile.
You can see, Ab, wasn't it?
Over a mile.
Yeah.
You know, and it could have been more. So, definitely a day for him, but I went back him on
that
day.
It's just hard to back him, isn't it?
I went back him on that day. I'll just be head and hands when I didn't back him.
Yeah. Sometimes that's racing, isn't it? And I'll tell you what, another horse that might win a group one this season, Arabian Crown. What a ride.
Just finish on Charing first. He will go to the lock-ins, apparently. But whether you could back him at that level, I don't know. But he's definitely on the improve. And he's definitely improved from 3 to 4.
Probably still get quite a good price for him.
Yeah. He was a bit of a nothing horse last year, or perceived to be. But he did run all the big races. Both English and Irish Guineas. And he was in Goodwood and all places like that. So he's maybe just going to be better off an open company.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, Arabian Crown. Personally, I don't see him as a derby horse. Not for me. I don't think he has the right running style.
But there is a group one there in him, I think.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a group one horse. I just don't know about the derby. He just seems too big and leggy for me. I don't. Round Epsom, you've got to be a certain type, and he's just huge, isn't he?
He's a massive horse,
big proper Dubawi. And I was more interested before the race. I mean, I thought before the race that McDuff might win.
Now, that's one of my picks for the derby, because obviously See the Stars won that race. I can't remember what year. It was 2011, something like that. Definitely bred for that race. Again, beaten by 3.25 lengths, but that doesn't tell. That's not the telltale sign of it. Very nice horse. Always chasing, and I tell you what, it's still a great ride under Ross Orion. And I can see that one going to the derby as well.
I was there when it debuted at Newmarket with my horse, and I was sat with Michael, our trainer. And he sort of looked at them with Duff and he said that's a Derby horse.
Mm. So that 100%
a Derby horse.
40-1 for the Derby.
Yeah,
could be a very big price.
He's just gonna get better, I think. Mm. And the fact that Rafe Beckett said before the race, I wouldn't be surprised if he won today, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he didn't. Mm. So that just shows where he's at. He's not quite there.
Quite an unpredictable horse at the minute.
So I think there's squeezing another run before the Derby. I don't think it's for the Dante, actually. That'd be interesting. He's entered for the Dante, and then he's also entered at Epsom and the Curra.
Mm.
For both derbies.
Interesting.
So it could be interesting for the Irish Derby.
Yeah. See, Arabian Crown's 6-1 for the actual Derby.
But I've always liked McDuff. Ever since I first seen him, I just think he's so good. Also, on that same day, I saw Ghost Rider on the same day.
We like that horse, don't we?
Believe it or not. And he blew away even more. I just think that's a proper horse. But what that turns out to be, I don't know.
Mm.
But McDuff, even on that day, he was quite free and keen. So he's got a big future, I think. I quite like him.
Yeah, definitely a big one there. And definitely a big prize pool there for him as well. He's only, 3 years old?
Yeah, 3 years old. He's off with classics. Yeah. But it might sound stupid, but he actually strikes me as a horse that couldn't time stay further. I mean, I'll probably get called stupid for that. But I instantly, after the race, I looked like I was back in for the ledger.
Mm.
Yeah, I couldn't.
No.
That might sound stupid to a lot of people.
You just
looks like he's got that sort of running style. So I'm going to watch him all year. I mean, I've been watching him since his first start, because I was there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, interesting. I don't think, I mean, he comes second at Haydock at the time after the listed race. I just think he's going to get better and better every time he runs.
Yeah. I'm just having a look at the St. Ledger anti-post betting. You got Grosvenor Square, 5-1.
I can't get it.
Yeah, Odds checker. City of Troy is 6-1. So is Arabian Crown. Ancient Wisdom there, 7-1. Illinois, 12-1. You might have to... Ylang, 25-1. Can't see that going there. Cambridge is 40-1. MacDuff 100-1.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I think you find that come the time, he might not have been single fingered at the time, but if he ends up going that way, he's valuable.
Mm.
You got to take a chance of him staying. He looks to me like the perfect type for it, but
yeah,
could be completely wrong. I actually would prefer Arabian Crown for the Legend of the Derby.
You reckon?
Yeah, I would prefer him to
6-1.
Yeah, I prefer him to be 6-1 for the Derby.
Yeah, 6-1 for both of them, yeah.
I prefer him for the Legend of the Derby.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't say that far, but he probably will. He's just that sort of horse. He's so big. So, yeah, he's four from his last four now. So, yeah, I think behind that, the most impressive one was Portland. He finished like a steam train. But I think he's been quite found out last year, really. I don't think he built to Derby standards.
Yeah. Yeah, only time will tell, though, because of these anti-posts. It's always a risk.
It's next weekend, that'd be the interesting one. Before we move on to this weekend, for the Derby, I mean, City of Troy, can you back him to stay? Is he justify, you know, I don't know if he even stays.
I hate betting anti-posts on the flat. I can't do it. But I don't mind doing it for the jumps, but for the flat, I just don't do it.
I just don't know. He's obviously got so much ability. I mean, the Guinness will tell us a lot next weekend.
Mm.
When we saw Augusta Dan bomb out in the Guinness last year and piss up in the Derby, and then 9-2.
But again, that's Augusta Dan going fresh. We know how it goes going fresh. Don't like it.
Yeah, but he should have been able to win the Guinness last year, really. But when he turned to the Derby at 9-2, and again, I was there, and I was nearly crying at him back in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I got there like 10 minutes before the race because of the traffic.
Mm.
And I just like, I backed Artistic Star and I backed another one. Can't think of his name now. But anyway, a bit of an outsider, I think.
Mm.
And yeah, I just couldn't believe I had my whole savings on Augusta Dan.
Yeah.
Like, and the lads of the call were so confident about it.
Mm.
Unbelievably confident it'd win. But City of Troy, I think it's a bit different. I don't know if he'll stay or not.
Yeah, but I think looks a special horse, but anything can happen in the season.
He's nailed on for Guinness.
Yeah.
He's back. I look at the field that's in it and you just think,
he's just the best horse.
The only one that I think that could be beaten would be Rosalian.
Yeah.
I'll pull the Guinness market up. But there's big talk about Rosalian.
Yes, massive talk about him. Quite a nice horse, actually.
City of Troy's 4-6. Rosalian's 4-1. I think there's a bit closer than that.
Mm.
But Ancient Wisdom, see, it won't go anyway now, 16-1. Ghostwriter, 16-1. I'd back that.
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Diego Velasquez, 33-1.
Yeah, Knight Raider is interesting. Do you know what else is interesting? Task Force, 16-1. I like that horse.
Mm.
Really do. But looking under that, I mean...
River Tiber.
No.
No.
No. Iberian could be interesting. He was decent last year.
Mm.
Henry Longfell, 25. But Woolershaw, it's quite a poor Guineas in my opinion.
Last year's Guineas was so much better, I think.
Yeah, I fully expect to see it try to just turn up and demolish him, and then I'd be unsure if he'd stay for the dab, basically. And I'll back to myself and probably get beat in the derby and cry about it.
Could be the AP double and the 1,000 Guineas as well with Ylang Ylang.
Yeah, that is a nice horse. And she
was... I was gutted, I didn't back her last year.
She's a Frankel, isn't she? So yes. She probably would stay the mile and a half for the Oaks.
Hmm.
But there's... I actually think the 1 pound game is, looks better than the two.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, you got like See the Fire,
yeah,
Rammer 12, nice. Dance Sequence is nice.
Apparently Fallen Angel's working like amazing.
Yeah, there's big talk of that one.
Yeah, apparently it's working.
Button's at 25-1, Port of Fortune at 25-1, some big shouts there at big prices. So.
Yeah, I actually think the 1 pound looks better than the 2,000.
Yeah, that'll be the one where I have the bet. I don't think I'll have a bet in the 2,000. I just think City Try pisses up.
I think Fallen Angel is a decent price at 11-4.
Yeah, I'd probably want to iron back. It probably won't be 11-4 on the day, like, but.
Hmm. Right, I suppose we'll move on to.
On to our tips.
We better touch on the Perth Festival. It's been pretty poor, actually.
I've just not been paying attention to
it. It's been quite poor. Usually enjoy it more than I have done this year.
Mm. Yeah, it's just been very cagey to get a winner. As we found out the first day, and I didn't have a bet the second day.
I haven't looked at the results, just seen him. Chasing Fire was nailed on to win today. It's up 15-8, but yeah.
To win. I swear there was like 9-2 at some point.
Yeah, well, yeah, a decent prize, Chasing Fire, yeah. Should have backed it.
Sean Bowen, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Nice horse. Another one I've been following since his debut at Market Raising, showed up. I think he won for an bounce at Market Raising, culminating in Boxing Day. Yeah, I was on his case and I backed him for the premium. Just didn't turn out to be that good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's move on then. Let's move on to our tips. So we'll start with, we've got, I'm tipping six races, you've tipped six races. You've not had a tip in one of mine, I've not had a tip in one of yours. So we'll just play this by ear, as we always do.
I'm 7-1 now, by the way.
Hmm?
And if 7-1 now, by the way.
7-1?
Yeah.
I fancied it, but it's drifting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drifting big time. Yeah, so we'll start off at Leicester. So the King Richard the Third Cup handicap. I'll let you go first, Connor. I think we've got the same horse here, but
yeah, Thunder Roar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good run at Doncaster last time. He basically got a bad draw for a start, and then got stuck behind a load of horses. Has come really, really wide.
Mm.
Just think he's a value and dropped him a few pounds for that as well, which was. Ideal, really.
Mm.
Sorry to put him up free, but putting him up free won't bother him, I don't think. I think he's more than 90 yards anyway.
Mm.
He's only won 3 times out of 12, but the second at Doncaster, he should really have won.
Yeah.
So, to put it simply, I'm going to go straight with him. I think he's just value for 4-1.
Mm.
Yeah. He should have backed it at 5-1 each way, really. Just took the money. Yeah, I'll get it back.
Yeah. No, I agree with that one. I also gave a bit of a mention to Big Bear Hug as well. Bit of a price there, 20-1.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of weight off the £7 plus the mare's allowance. Been a very consistent horse as of late. Acts well on the flat turf. Goes quite well on the soft as well, which is what it will be there at Leicester. Third, and second this year so far. So, enjoyed our racing. Only raced 7 days ago. Up until the race, so we'll see if that's taken anything out of her. But set off a 5-6 favourite as well, odds on. Axe on the heavy ground, I'm more than happy to do that. And just recently come off wind surgery from about 8 months ago. So
yeah, the favourite's got to be respected.
Of course, Al Mubir.
I think he's won round there before. It's over there on Nottingham, one or two.
Yeah, he's causing distance winner.
Yeah, I've watched him out there. I backed him.
First run since Gelding as well.
He won a huge prize when I backed him that day, but he won like he should, really.
Yeah. Yeah, give a mention to that one. Look back smiling, always follows us everywhere. By the looks of it, but yeah, I'm going to go with them too. I might just actually have a bet on Big Bear up to just a sim goal each way.
Yeah, I quite liked it when I looked at it earlier, but not enough to really back him.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Sorry.
That's fair enough. Right, next race is we're going to go to the trustedtrader.com handicap at Haydock, which is the 245. I'll go first, I guess. I think, again, we've backed the same horse here. Rathbone, we've just had the prices out. Rathbone 40-1. Oh my god. So my tip in the Haydock race will be Takarid Bay. Not been the most sort of impressive this year. Had two runs, both come 5th and 9th, both at quite a big price, 12-1, 15-2. Last win came off in the all weather Newcastle the 11th of November in a 9 runner race. Set off at 101. What is he at now? He's 103, so definitely off a winnable mark. He's won round at Haydock before, same distance as well. 9 stone 8 weight. And then Pat Dobbs, decent enough jockey. My only concern will probably be stall 10, but I don't think there's much of a bias around Haydock. So,
yeah, right on the downside rail, really.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Takarid Bay.
Yeah, I'm also Takarid Bay. He was my pick. Back on his last winning mark, 7 furlongs of ideal trip, got his ground. Simple as that, really. He's got probably a decent draw, so I don't think much to say about him. I think he's been backed well. When I backed him earlier at 10-1.
Yeah.
He's now 8-1. I think him, it's obvious to see he's back to his ideal trip. Yeah, back on the ground he likes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think with him, it's just easy to see. And his, by the way, I think his last win was at Haydock on soft ground.
Yeah. So he's got the form. He's got the form out there. Yeah,
everything seems a bit right for him. The other one I like is Sparks Fly. Very progressive horse at one point. I mean, I was watching it every time it run because it just seems to never stop winning.
Yeah.
But and it ended up going away to St. Cloud. Winning
St. Cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, winning the listed fillies race there.
Yeah.
Don't know exactly what the form is there, but we know she likes soft ground, so she'd be what I like.
Yep. Literally echo what you say there, mate. Yep. Right, we go to Sundown, the meat of it. So we go to back to hurdles. Thank God for that. This would be the last actual hurdle meet, wouldn't it?
Well, not our last meet, but it's officially the end of the season. But
yeah,
we jump all year, but just not to the same level.
Yeah,
I think the next big meet after this is Punchestown, and then it basically dives down to all the biggest meet in the summer, which is our Pride and Joy Market Raising Summer Plate.
Oh, yes. Can't wait for that. We'll be there.
Be in the Aston nice and early.
Oh, yes. Oh, the Aston. What a place.
Yeah.
Right. We go to Sandown for the first race. The 150. I'm going to go with... it is 5 at the minute. I'm going to go with Secret Squirrel. You will not get a better price than that. 8-1 on the day. Ran that 2 weeks ago at Taunton, the 11th of April. Won there. Quite impressively, actually, against Hellwine, who's actually, I think, is in this race. Been very consistent. Had a stint on the all weather, came fourth. Then went back, well, then was at Taunton, Newbury, I'm going most recent, down. Newbury second, Kempton first, Fontwell first, Taunton first. Look, it's just a very, very nice horse, this, and very consistent type. Rated at 126 as well, so. And it's seen a lot of money at the minute, so it's the only question will be whether that run took a bit out of him last time out. But I've got no problems. 5-year-old, very progressive. I'm happy back in Secret Squirrel.
Yeah, I respect Secret Squirrel, but I've gone for 2-5. Fiercely proud. Come behind Lumpsum twice and Jericho de Repene. Not a horse I rate massively highly, but I think he's better than his rating anyway. This horse rated 130, I think he's also probably better than that, so I've gone with him. He's had plenty of runs this year, but I do think he's worthy of being favourite.
Yeah,
and the other one I've gone for would be Hellwine.
Yes,
something like that. Decent form around Sandown, I suppose. Depends how you look at it, really. Don't mind soft ground. I just think he's quite an improving horse, really. I think he's better than 1-2-1. all the form has been on soft ground. But I don't mind if he goes even softer than it is now, for, I don't think. So, yeah, I think for quite an exposed horse, seven runs. Alan Kingston's been banging form really at the minute. Really rate him as a trainer.
Yeah.
And pretty consistent all round, albeit these are deeper waters. I just think for a place, and you'll probably get six places on this.
Yeah.
I think you'll get six. I don't quite know. But, yeah, I think some bookmakers will give you six. I think he's definitely value for six places.
Yep. We go on to the 225 at Sandown, the Oaksea Chase.
Oh, Sky Bet seven places. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Not too bad. Not too bad. It's at 25 to 1 as well. It can't go wrong.
Yeah, I think definitely could run into a place.
Right, yeah, next race. I think we've gone to the same one, haven't we? Easy game.
Easy game.
Easy game. First time cheap pieces. Mullins will definitely have him right here. Pulled up last time at Aintree. This was against, this is in the John Bond race, but this will be definitely cooler waters for him. Against the likes of John Bond, Conflated, Envoy Island, Protectorat. Obviously not going to be as good as these horses, but against the likes of Hitman, Real Wacker, Galore, the step below, even you look at Old Dancer as well there, 8-1, I think easy game, probably match blow these away. Rated at 160 now, so I think these cheap pieces might actually be the trick.
Easy game, believe it or not, if my calculations are right, is Willie Mullins' most winning horse currently in his yard. He's just not done that well since he's come over to the UK, any time he's come, but the fact that bringing him anyway would suggest he's given him a chance. Pay a bit of tax, it's a Mullins horse, and he's brought him over, I think. I think 11-2 is like the foot of the price you'd want. But no one to mention would be Fantastic Lady at 16s. Would definitely benefit from a bit better ground this time. Definitely stays. Comes second in the race last year.
Yeah.
And I don't think Nico made the best use of her last year either. So I think Hewitt won last year. I don't know. I think
what race was it?
Same race last year.
Hewitt won. Yeah, first flow from second.
Yeah.
Eldorado well in fourth.
Yeah, beating nearly eight lengths. So yeah, I just think that everything at 16-1 from two places is not ideal. So you have to play a win only.
Yeah.
I think. I might do an each way, but yeah, I definitely think she's worth a chance. 16-1.
Yeah. I did have a tip in the next race. However, I'm just going to give it a mention. I'm probably not confident enough to back the horse that I'm about to mention, but I'm going to give a mention to Boot Hill. So you've got the likes of Old Fabiolo, John Bond, Edward Stone in this race. But I'm going to go with Boot Hill. It's just a horse I'd really love to back, but after the past two showings, not the best jumper. But if he sorts his jumping out, I think he could be well in contention of getting a place here. Don't get me wrong, I think El Fabiolo just wins, hands down. I'd love to see John Bond win, but only time will tell. El Fabiolo needs to sort his jumping out. He got caught out at Cheltenham. Paul Tarnham pulled him up.
He's been like all his life. Just gets very low at his fences.
Yeah. John Bond, we know what he's about. Brilliant, brilliant horse, brilliant jumper. Edward Stone in with a chance, I'd say. Again, just needs to sort his jumping out.
If I was Alan King, I'd just send him front running again.
It worked last time, didn't it?
Well, time before, I think.
Time before, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Just send him out front running, and he blew him away last time. Oh, yeah, these are better horses, but if there's a way he's going to win, it's just going to be... He, I think, is the best jumper in the field.
Edward Stone?
Yeah. Send him out.
Do you reckon he's better than John Bond at jumping?
John Bond's not very good at jumping, so yeah.
I think he's alright.
I don't rate him as... I think his engine gets him through it, but I don't...
He's got a serious engine, to be fair.
I don't rate him as a jump... I think Edward Stone is the best jumper in the race, but the thing is with Edward Stone is if you sort of get him where... You get him out in front and get him in the rhythm, he'll just jump up and jump him.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
10-1 for him, really. But a bit like yourself, I think if Elfab's okay after the race at Cheltenham, he'll win. But
yeah.
I don't think going back to 2 mile for John Bond is actually ideal for him at all. I think he's now 2.5 mile over.
I think the maximum trip he could do was that one at Aintree. Could see him tiring out a little bit.
I think another year on his back, he could go further.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'd next year, if he ends up in the King George, I wouldn't be opposed to backing him.
be a risk, be a, but well, be a risk to back him. But
I wouldn't be opposed to backing him 3 mile. No,
Life on safe for the King George.
He's just a proper galloper.
Mm.
Really is. If his jumping was good, he'd be the best chaser in the country, I think. But his jumping's not that good. In my opinion, it's not that good.
I think it's better than what you're saying, but it's...
He hits too many fences.
Well, he got caught out at... where was it, Newbury?
Yeah, no, at Cheltenham. Was it, but...
No, when he comes second.
Yeah,
sorry. It was Cheltenham. Yeah, you're right, it was. Yeah,
yeah. But that's the only time he's cost him anything. Because his engine, I think. But I just think he's been shown so many times that his jumping's not the best. He caught him out in the arcle.
Did catch him out in the arcle, yeah.
I just don't see him as a really, really good jumper. But he, over 2 mile, he just stays and he's that quick. But I don't know, different opinions, I suppose. But for me, I don't see him as a really, really good jumper. His jumping's good enough to get him through it. But
yeah.
Don't see him any more than that.
Yep, that's fair enough. Next race, I don't actually know what I've backed. I've gone bangers and cash each way. Bangers and cash is 40-1 at the minute, so quite, if you want a big price, there you go. Second run since Windup is the main thing there. Obviously got his cheap pieces on as he normally does. For me, a very consistent runner to get a place. He came third last time out Sandown, one run after his wind surgery. Beat the likes of Norris Day Flow, nice horse. Lost to Rose of Arcadia, who's in my tracker. And Bally Griffin Cottage for Dan Skelton. Nice, so horse. Two nice horses there, yeah. He can play at this sort of field. Even if you look at Sandown Class 2, it's massive horses in there, like Grozny for James Owen, Blackjack Magic I really like. So yeah, and well, when we last won at Taunton this time last year, to be honest. So if he's going to get a win this year, it's going to have to be today or tomorrow. So I'm going to go bangers and cash.
Yeah, I've also got bangers and cash on my list. Just think, he's a Lincolnshire National winner. I backed him on that day. I was there. And he was quite impressive, actually. But he's slowly sort of keeping at the same level. It is a step up in grade for him, but he's not going to mind the trip, not going to mind the ground. There's a lot more fancier horses in this, but I think he's plugged on into a place.
Yeah, you can back him to stay.
Yeah, I think I would back him, and that Windup could help. So 40-1 seems a decent price for me. I've got three in this, actually. Sam Brown's the other one. I think he's just dying out for this sort of trip. I think there is going to be one more big day in him. I know he's 12 now, but he's ran well all season, really. He's been one of the talking horses of the season, really, because some of the stuff he's doing suggests he's still at a decent level. So, yeah, Freddie Gingell taking 5 off. Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, you could back him for a place. Could even win.
But it'd be nice to see Kitty's Light win.
And the other one I've gone for is Lamilos back at Stain Trips. It's just... This could be like the final...
Plot job.
the final Dan Skelton plot job. I know last time at Cheltenham he wasn't that good at staying trips, but other than that, they've just been running him in a good trips, really. I know he got beat at Raising on seasonal debut, which was a surprise, really. But yeah, I just think this could be done one last throw of the dice for him, and he could even win. He's 10-1 now, and I think him being fresh enough, 45 days since last run. I don't know.
He's won round Sandown before.
I wouldn't want to lay him if someone was going to back him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone come up to me with 100 quid and say, "Will you lay me this horse at 10-1? I wouldn't be keen to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's not like him. 9-7. Just think it could be the final Harry Skelton, Dan Skelton plot job of the year.
Yeah.
Until next year when... Yeah, something else.
Runs
around the back.
Langadan comes back.
Yeah, runs around the back all year. Langadan back on 1-4-3 and wins.
160 horse now,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, and wins the Gold Cup again.
Yeah, bloody hell. Don't say that. I've not got a bet in the next race. It's the Imperial Pass versus Langadan Part 2. You take the floor, mate, because I... I think Peripas wins.
I'm thinking Peripas will win, but if he's going to back one, it's the dead eight. So you, the dead eight, so you will get three places. I think it's said Sergei Hard each way 9-1. You probably get your money back. Bit of a, since his accident and injuries, he's been a bit of a like. Some days he's brilliant. Some days he isn't. But again, this is like one last roll of dice. I don't know if he'll come back with next year. It'd be hard to come back with him again because he's just he doesn't stay the 3 miles. He's not quick enough for a 2 mile, and everything's going around Cheltenham. So where do you place him? I don't know.
At a rating of 155, the races are limited.
You could get him into a handicap next year if he did nothing all year until Cheltenham. But just think, each way bet, but fine.
Yeah, it's tough to find an actual race that'll suit Sergei Hard at the minute. I was trying to look at angles to actually try and back him, but I just couldn't find any. Same with Ballyadam, I just couldn't find any. I just think Imperipass wins.
He's had a couple of wins this year, but they've been in like sort of nothing races.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But there could just be like
one final
play at it.
Yeah.
We saw that with Sharjah, whether he retires or not. I assume he's retiring. But that was my main, almost my main reason. He's just a class horse in the field of air.
Yeah.
But it's a big reason why I backed him. Because a horse like that trying 3 miles the first time, and granted, Talon gave him a peach of a ride.
Unbelievable ride.
He was never going to stay in either way. And the way he did it, it's unbelievable. So, could be a bit similar for this one, I think. So yeah, I'd although either be 9, but it could be a similar situation, I think.
Yeah, I just think Imperipass has everything over these.
You could find tomorrow that he's sort of like 5-1.
Possibly, yeah.
So, and then the next race, we had a similar conversation a few months back.
The 4:45, I've not done anything for that.
Yeah, just touching it quick.
Yeah, you go for it, mate. I haven't had a look.
I think we could have a similar situation to what we were talking about a few months back when Nickelback won. He was 16
to 1. You backed him that day, I know.
He was 16 to 1 that day.
Yeah.
But the ground's now good on the chase course. And it could be one of them where he goes in the front and nothing can get near him.
Could definitely be.
Outlaw Peter's a decent horse, but he's not top class. Well, I think Nickelback's probably better than what we've seen so far.
But I think there's more to come.
He is the favourite, but 3-1, slam in your hacker. Because he couldn't see the same thing. He could just be like watching it the same race again a few months later.
Yeah.
And I know I mentioned it before, and it seemed like a masterstroke when I come up with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he'd done exactly what I thought he would do, but he could just be the same again.
Who's to say he won't?
He'll definitely go from the front, and he's got decent ground, so yeah.
Yeah.
Go with that.
I've just put a bet on, as you've been saying that. The bet for me, it's a treble, £5 treble. Takarib Bay, easy game in Peripass. Fiver on, £585 back. Won't be complaining if that comes in.
Sweet.
And that's where Impair Pass falls at the first when them two have won.
Oh, so, gets to the front and don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Don't fancy it. I'll be fuming.
So, Tacker in Bay, Impair Pass.
Easy game. Yeah. So, that's the bet I've done for tomorrow. And we'll have more bets on, obviously, being at Doncaster. There's nothing I fancy at Donny tomorrow. It just have to be what I find fancy on the day.
No, just recently been going to race meets that have had sort of graded cards, haven't we? And everything around it has been.
Bit of research gone into it.
Everything around it has been horses that are sort of top grade or really top grade handicappers, and you know all about them anyway, and you sort of make a judgment by what you've seen last year or this year.
Yeah.
But when you go to. This is our first meet of an average card we've been to in quite some time.
I actually can't remember last time. Kempton.
Yeah,
Kempton, but
I didn't really back it that day, did I?
No.
So, yeah, it takes some research to back off at these sort of meets.
Yeah, and that's hopefully what we intend to do. And that's it for the tips. Anything else you want to talk about?
Don't think so, no. I think that's about covered it all. Not really a lot that's gone on, apart from the dismal rain that keeps going on every day.
Yeah, we hope it gets better. I mean, we're just talking about when was the last time we saw good to firm. don't think we'll see that.
Oh, coming into May next week and
still shite.
It rains every day. The forecast tells you it won't. It does.
Yeah, it's just really just depressing.
It is depressing, especially when you're. I mean, like some of my work involves being outside or reliant on weather.
Yeah.
And it's just like you can't do it, and then
can't win, can you?
And with the racing as well. Just want a dry week so you can race your arse and you don't even get that.
No.
So it's terrible, really.
Yeah.
I know how our farmers feel now, so.
Exactly, yeah. Right, that's where we're going to end the podcast, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been another good one. Hopefully we're back a few winners tomorrow, fingers crossed. Yeah,
a few big prices in there.
Yeah, so this podcast will be released this evening on Friday, and we'll be back on Monday.
Mm.
For the review of our tips as usual, so thank you very much.
Might be back tomorrow, but we might do it tomorrow, might we?
Might be, yeah, it depends. Yeah. On Monday. Actually, probably, yeah, we might probably do it tomorrow, actually, yeah.
We're evening meet, aren't we? So we're at Donny there, so we're back for
9, 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Well, it'll be what, 10? Because the last race is half, it's like 8:15 in it, so.
Yeah.
Back for just the 9, I think.
9 o'clock, sorted. Yeah, so thank you very much for listening, guys. Just remember, like, subscribe, and booyah.